Hurdlers, Emily Abadi here, bringing you another installment of 5 Minute Friday. If you're new to the segment, I share a little story for you. I offer up a prompt to take you into the weekend, and then I bring you my content picks, my highlights, some things that I am digging to share with you. This week, I find it really important. Oftentimes, I correlate between the newsletter and what I'm sharing here on the podcast feed. If you have yet to subscribe to the weekly hurdle, I highly encourage you to do so. The link to do that is in the show notes. But this week in the newsletter, many of you have been asking for it. I am offering up some of my favorite cold weather gear picks, everything from gloves to leggings to long sleeves. So if you're in the market for any of that, I have got your back. Make sure, again, that you subscribe. Anyway, wow. What a week. It's so interesting recording content and working on content, not knowing exactly what's going to be going on in the news cycle when you release it. You know, I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon to bring you on Friday morning, and I still don't know what could happen in our country between Thursday and Friday morning. There's just a lot going on. I know that a lot of us are anxious with all of the uncertainty that's going on between the election. I know here in New York City, there have been protests. All of them, to my knowledge, have been peaceful. There are stores boarded up. I mean, there's just a lot of unrest right now. So if you are feeling anxious, I'm sure that you know this, but you are certainly not alone. As I was feeling really anxious earlier this morning, I was looking back at my journal to reflect on some times that brought me joy this year. There have been a lot of them. I think that it's easy to reflect on 2020 and think about all of the hard and bad stuff that's been going on. But I also recognize that this year has had a lot of positives and has brought with it a ton of growth. So I mentioned the journal. I looked at my journal, and in there, I was reading back to a trip that I took over the summer to spend about a week with my best friend up outside of Providence. She lives up there with her husband and her baby. And literally, if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic, I highly, highly doubt that we would have found this time to spend together. Now, of course, we did all the things. We made sure to get tested. I rented my own car so I didn't have to take public transportation. I took every precaution that I could take to make this week as stress-free as possible. And in my journal, at the end of that week, I just was so thankful and content, like truly content and satisfied that I had this chance to just A, escape the city, and B, feel so carefree for 7 full days. As someone that had been spending so much time by herself in her apartment, to be surrounded not just by other people, but people that made me feel so welcome was just, it's hard for me to articulate how awesome it was. I remember one day in particular, and I wrote about this perfect afternoon where we blew up a kiddie pool in her side yard and drank Wolfer Rosé that we stashed in an aquamarine colored Yeti cooler. And the sun was out in full force and we were just out there and sweating, and her baby was like in this thing that babies jump and dance in, and it's safe. And oh man, it was the simplest thing that made me so, so happy. I think really when it comes to, for a moment, like taking a deep breath and thinking about the things that we're grateful for amidst all of this chaos, really for me, 2020 has been just such a lesson in appreciating the small things. It doesn't need to be some big trip to Italy or Hawaii or Ibiza. It doesn't need to be some lavish dinner with hundreds of dollars spent or something extravagant. You can find so much joy from the smallest things. So I guess I tell you this story really to encourage you to look for some small joy. It doesn't need to be anything big. In fact, it could just be something as simple as noticing that when you wake up these days at 6:40, it's nice that it's a little bit lighter than it was last week. And that's good. The smallest things, again, can bring you joy. And so my question, my prompt for you this week is, what's a small thing that makes you smile? What's one small thing that can give you joy today, this weekend, regardless of what's going on in our world? Highlights of the week, links to all this stuff can be found in the show notes. I read a story, Ohio, a father runs full marathon around hospital treating his 4-year-old son for cancer. The title really says it all. Is there anything more necessary than a feel-good story right now? I think not. One dad ran literally a marathon around Akron Children's Hospital. His 4-year-old son is battling B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and he raised in the process $16,000 for the hospital treating his son. In the People interview that I read, he said, "I couldn't think of a better way to celebrate the hospital and celebrate the amazing caregivers inside of there. It's been an amazing experience, and the outpouring of support shows how much Akron Children's has meant to many different families." Oh, my heart. Another highlight for you, Listen, What a Day podcast. I have a few different news podcasts in my regular rotation, but I recently discovered this podcast when a friend posted it on Instagram last week. I really, really dig it. It's with two individuals, Akilah Hughes and Gideon Resnick. And it's a good combination of like super informative in a way that's really digestible and also with a hint of humor that I can really, really appreciate. A gift for your radar, The Nice Plant. I'm in the middle of doing research for gift guides, which you guys know what gift guides are, but basically as a part of my freelance writing, I help the outlets that I work with create gift guide content. And so I am reaching out to different companies and doing some research about what brands have coming down the pipe. And one of the items that I have stumbled upon is called The Nice Plant. It's basically like a super adorable self-care box that includes a potted succulent in a ceramic pot, like a cute small succulent, a sage smudge stick, Palo Santo, I think that's how you say Palo Santo, a floral room spray and lip balm. And it's just like the cutest little arrangement of things that bring me so much joy. So if you're looking for a great gift, this is it. This is not sponsored. $40. That's it. Send it. You're done. You're welcome. And that's it for this week. Keeping it light, keeping it quick. If you have any questions, want to say hi, feel free to always shoot me a DM over on social media. I said it before, I'll say it again. Find some gratitude this week. Make sure you take care of you. You check in with the people that you care about and know that in whatever you are feeling, you are certainly not alone. At Hurdle Podcast, at Emily Abadi. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.